This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, it's Tuesday, and that means you go to war and we go to war. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, as I do every single Tuesday for the first hour. And in the second hour of the show, Wayne will join you and light up this mic as well. And as I always remind you, I love this microphone because I consider this my blowtorch of truth. Nothing but truth here, no fake news to be had anywhere. But you can go to Wayne's site as well, RootForAmerica.com, and you can follow along with all of the articles that we're going to cover in this next hour, as well as throughout the show as Wayne takes over in the second hour. But the word on the street, what's going around right now, is Mueller. Bob Mueller is going to testify tomorrow morning, bright and early on the West Coast here. I'm going to set my alarm. It's going to start at 5:30. But guess what? The president's not going to watch it, so I'm wondering if I should watch it. But I got to watch it because I need to make sure I'm up to date to see how Jerry Nadler opens up the hearing, as well as all of the Democrats and the loaded questions. You know, when you're watching this tomorrow, keep in mind it's not what the question is, but how the question is asked. And so this is just more political theater that the directors on the left have created and produced, that we've witnessed for the last, close to 3 years, 3 years now, 2.5 years, whatever, much too long. And I wonder if the Republicans are going to blow it. You know, there is a great article over on American Greatness, which you can also find on ReaganBabe.com, and that is, will the Republicans blow it again? Because like I said, it's not what the question is, but how the question is asked. And let's also keep in mind that Robert Mueller had a huge expanse of leeway, if you will. He really had no boundaries. It was a very general investigation. He really could have gone anywhere. And it's interesting to me that he chose not to go some places. Like, if this was really about Russian collusion, Russian collusion was the initial charge. It kind of morphed into Russian interference. But since it morphed, you have to say, okay, well, if there was Russian interference, wouldn't that include political opposition research that was drafted and created on behalf of the Hillary Clinton's campaign, Fusion GPS? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of, what was the predicate of this investigation that you were investigating? And not only the predicate, but what was the source, the primary source which launched this investigation? I mean, those are the types of questions I want asked, because honestly, if it has to do with the Steele dossier, then it opens up the floor to ask a lot of questions related to why he did not consider the Steele dossier, why he did not interview anybody really related to the Steele dossier, why didn't he ask James Comey why he signed off on the dossier no less than 4 times in order to launch a counterintelligence operation into the Trump campaign, hundreds of people that surrounded that campaign, and that investigation morphed, if you will, or evolved, like the progressives like to say, into literally spying on the Trump family, Donald Trump and his associates, as he was transitioning into the Oval Office and as he was seated in the Oval Office. And so you're going to hear also what has at least come out lately in the last 24 hours is Jerry Nadler says there is absolutely no doubt that the Mueller testimony will prove that there are high crimes and misdemeanors, and the Mueller testimony could then start impeachment proceedings. Oh, really? High crimes and misdemeanors. Well, it's interesting because why didn't Mueller arrive at that decision? If there were high crimes and misdemeanors, the investigation would have given him basis to assemble a grand jury. instead of a kangaroo court in the House. And so Nadler is saying, well, it's definitely, so his questions, I'm sure Nadler's questions, are going to be what you would consider leading the witness, or at least getting sound bites out there, you know, 10-second, 30-second sound bites, so the mainstream media, like vultures, can pounce on those sound bites and then broadcast them as truth and create more chaos. It's yellow journalism. It's propaganda at its finest. And so Nadler knows that he's got the press in his back pocket. And if you were listening yesterday, and forgive me if Wayne covered this, but it's related to today's news, in that Jerry Nadler was just appalled at the arrogance of the DOJ submitting parameters by which Mueller could speak to and of. And that was, you need to really stick within the boundaries of your report. And that is what Mueller had promised to do initially. But he was dragged back in front of Congress by the Democrats and also some Republicans. And that's, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, I think more information is good information. I just know that this information is going to be disinformation, or at least turned into it on the front pages of the New York Times, etc. And so Nadler said, couldn't believe the arrogance of William Barr and the DOJ of submitting, you know, such an esteemed member of this body, or excuse me, esteemed member who has given his life to service, etc., blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out that Mueller requested that document from the DOJ. Did you know that? Yeah, Mueller requested that document from the DOJ just so he was clear on exactly what type of boundaries and what he was limited to. Oh, and he's been prepped. He's had his whole entire special counsel investigative team surrounding him, pouncing on him pouncing questions on him, throwing questions at him to be prepared for what might be coming his way from the right side of the aisle. And I wonder if Adam Schiff leaked any of the questions that they were going to ask. I wonder if Adam Schiff and the others on that Judiciary Committee, specifically Democrats, I wonder if they coached Robert Mueller or anyone on Robert Mueller's team like they coached Michael Cohen. Just a question. Not going to get asked tomorrow, but it's my question. And so you can already see, and you already know, you're bright enough to know that this is nothing but political theater. And I'm going to watch it because I'm very curious to see what questions the Republicans are going to ask. And as a poker player, I like to play poker. I don't play a lot, but, you know, if I do, if I have the patience for it, I go sit down and see how I do. Played this weekend, as a matter of fact, wound up second place, so not bad. But, you don't play your hand, right? I mean, and sometimes as a blonde, I play the blonde, right? I play the typical, stereotypical blonde if I'm sitting at a table and no one knows me. You know, that's kind of a, you know, it's definitely not, I'm not going to, you know, make a tell, so to speak. And you look for tells in poker. Well, why is it that the Republicans, whenever they go on Hannity or whatever, whenever they go on any of the news organizations or stations, they're asked, what questions are you going to ask Mueller? And the Republicans are like, well, we're going to ask him these questions. Why are you telling them what questions you're asking? And actually, some of the questions that these guys want to ask, I'm like, well, that's stupid. So will the Republicans blow it tomorrow? That's the question I have. And I hope, you know, with crossed fingers that they don't. But history shows us that I believe over the last 20 years that the Republicans have underestimated their enemy. When Hillary Clinton is comparing you to the mullahs in Iran and literally calls you the enemy of her and, of course, her political party, take her word for it. It's one time that she's really not lying. So treat them for the Marxists and the communists and the anti-American and anti-Semites that they are. And this is why I love Donald Trump, and I believe that this is why he was elected, because he was a businessman. He wrote Art of the Deal. He understood the enemy. He wasn't going to break bread with some of these people once he got into the power of the presidency. He understood where all the dead bodies were buried. He gave money to both Democrats and Republicans. But at the end of the day, he saw the writing on the wall that really the 2016 election, as I wrote back in 2015, was not necessarily between two political parties. It was between two ideologies. It was between a socialist government-run ideology, and it was opposed to a free market capitalist ideology. Now, we can talk about crony capitalism, and that's unfortunately an offshoot of greed. And there's nothing greedier than the government. And the Democrats just want to create bigger government and bigger government. And as a Reagan babe, I'll remind you, as I'm sitting on the Raw and Unfiltered War Wayne Allyn Root show, that Ronald Reagan was very clear on the difference. You cannot be for big government, big bureaucracy, big taxes, and be for the little guy. And so the little guy, what can the Democrats do to the little guy? Well, the Democrats need to smear the little guy, because they can't talk about how their policies are going to be so much better than what we've got now, as far as the lowest unemployment on record, breaking all records for many demographics that used to be taken advantage of and taken for granted by the Democrat Party. Black unemployment at the lowest in history, Hispanic unemployment at the lowest in history, female unemployment the lowest in 70 years, and the list goes on and on. We had record-breaking stock market last week, which means that your 401k is doing good. And now that your 401k is doing great, the government, the Democrats, want more of it. They want to tax now your 401k or how it can be distributed. No matter how much you make, it's never going to be enough for the Democrats to take. And so this election, much like the 2018 election, is going to be now really readily apparent between socialism and capitalism. Because the policies that are being put forward are even policies that Bernie Sanders isn't adhering to.
Fight for 15. Everybody must need a $15 wage or, we're going to all die tomorrow.
In 12 years, at least, until the new Green Deal is passed. But Bernie's not even paying his workers $15 an hour. And guess what? He lowered the hours and kept $15 an hour. So you're working less for $15 an hour. Do you understand socialism now? It's not that tough, Democrats. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, sitting in for War, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, and we'll be right back.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175. Or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. I'm Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
Welcome back. You're listening to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Reagan as in Ronald, Babe as in Ruth. Always sitting in for Wayne every Tuesday for the first hour, and then he comes back to his show in the second hour until 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So before we went to break, I was talking about the radical rise of socialism, anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism, Marxism, whatever ism you want to call it. The totalitarians are rising up within the Democrat Party. But before we get to that, because there's a few pieces of news, I was speaking of Bernie Sanders wants $15 an hour. Well, Rashida Tlaib wants $20, and it just keeps going and going even more insane. So we'll touch on that in just a minute. But there was some breaking news that I want to bring to you regarding the Mueller investigation. Jim Jordan sounds the alarm after Mueller makes last-minute changes to put his deputy on the witness panel during hearing. Former special counsel Robert Mueller, this is from the Gateway Pundit, is scheduled to testify tomorrow for 5 hours. Congressman Jim Jordan said on Tuesday that Mueller made last-minute changes to put his chief of staff, Aaron Zebley, on the witness panel with Mueller. Aaron Zebley, a close deputy to Mueller, worked on the obstruction of justice portion of the bogus Russian investigation. The DOJ a couple weeks ago quashed his testimony before the Dem-led House committee, so now Mueller is trying to sneak him in as a witness at the 11th hour. According to reports, Mueller made the last-minute request to swear in as deputy to answer questions that Mueller couldn't answer himself. Rumor is, Jim Jordan says, rumor is that Aaron Zebley, Mueller's chief of staff, will be on the witness panel with Mueller. You don't get to change the rules right before kickoff, especially after a 22-month, $30 million investigation. Nadler said the only witness for the hearing so far is Mueller. Nadler said, I'm not aware of any witnesses beyond Mueller at this point. Republican Congressman Doug Collins, who I respect and like very much from Georgia, also chimed in and said in a statement, if Democrats believe it is the special counsel's responsibility to testify to his report, they have no ground for outsourcing that duty at the expense of our committee's integrity. They don't have integrity. Nonetheless, Judicial Watch boss Tom Fitton said in response to the last-minute changes, the rules and the laws don't matter for the coup cabal targeting President Trump. And Tom Fitton gets it. He's absolutely right. Without Tom Fitton, we wouldn't have known a lot about what was surrounding Hillary Clinton as well as this coup in and of itself. And this was a coup. You know, you always have to remember that when Jerry Nadler, who is running, or well, he doesn't run, when he waddles around the halls of Congress or waddles onto a studio and screaming, high crimes and misdemeanors, because that's projection. That's exactly what the Democrats did. Obstruction of justice, you don't destroy 30,000 pieces of subpoenaed evidence. And by pieces of evidence, I mean 33,000 emails. Those were congressionally subpoenaed. So high crimes and misdemeanors, obstruction of justice, everything that the Democrats have done, and this is nothing but noise to deflect from a couple breaking stories that came out last night, I believe. The Justice Department watchdog has evidence Comey probed Trump on the sly, and that mole that Comey placed in the White House now works for CNN. Yes, you probably heard it here first, and that's why you're listening to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because we deliver you the breaking news and the truth every time we get behind this mic. But this is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more about Comey's mole and Comey spying on the president.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a lifetime extension to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund after lobbying by first responders and comedian John Stewart. 9/11 first responder John Fields spoke after the bill was passed.
97-2. 97. When does the Senate ever get that?
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army war vet and was Secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. Speaking to a conservative group of young people in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, President Trump notes he will always approve judges who uphold the Constitution.
We believe in the American Constitution, and we believe judges should interpret our Constitution as written.
The president also says the border wall is being built. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion and shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R. R-T-E-M, FortumResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
Welcome back. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allen Root Show. But this isn't Wayne. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I'm always here every Tuesday to open up the show and kick off the show for Wayne. So I appreciate your ears. I appreciate your passion. And if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the call-in number when I get it, because, Chris, if you could put that up on the screen, then I'll take some calls. But nonetheless, let's get back to the news, shall we? Because there was some breaking news in the last 24 hours. And it comes down to this IG report, right? Remember, we have an IG that is looking into really the origins of the counterintelligence operation that Comey himself basically signed off on, even though he was saying that the dossier was unverifiable and salacious. When you sign off on the document, at the top of the document, it says you have verified this evidence, and they put into a warrant. It's basically to open a FISA warrant, right, to open a counterintelligence operation. So on top of that, hey, on top of using unverified and salacious information in order to railroad this president and actually stop Donald Trump from becoming president, now that Donald Trump had blown everybody's minds and just started walking into the White House, Comey says, well, we got to keep this operation going, folks. So I'm just going to tap a mole. And I'm going to put a mole in the White House. Why not? They probably had already enough information as far as gathering it incidentally when they opened the Carter Page warrant. It was a dragnet, okay? It's not like they were just surveilling one person. It was any person that was, you know, back and forth. 200 people were unmasked. Samantha Powers. I'd like to hear a little bit more from Samantha Powers. But the Comey's White House source is Anthony Ferrante. Now, this comes from Real Clear Investigations, Paul Sperry. He's one of the last investigative journalists, I believe, in the country. And it's at Real Clear Investigations. At the same time, Comey was personally scrutinizing the president during meetings in the White House and phone conversations from the FBI. He had an agent inside the White House working on the Russian investigation, where he reported back to FBI quarters about Trump and his aides, according to officials familiar with the matter. The agent, Anthony Ferrante, who is specialized in cybercrime, left the White House around the same time as Comey was fired. Sure it wasn't a coincidence. And soon joined a security consulting firm, where he contracted with BuzzFeed to lead the news site's efforts to verify the Steele dossier in connection with a defamation lawsuit. Well, it doesn't look like Anthony Ferrante was able to verify the Steele dossier, because the Steele dossier was a heaping, flaming pile of garbage. Political opposition research paid for by whom? The Hillary Clinton campaign. Knowledgeable sources inside the Trump White House say Comey carved out an extraordinary new position for Ferrante, which allowed him to remain on reserve status at the FBI while working in the White House as a cybersecurity advisor. Oh, so it was a twofer. So basically, Comey just says, we'll put you on reserve, FBI, but you're just going to pretend like you're the cybersecurity advisor. In an unprecedented action, Comey created a new FBI reserve position for Ferrante, enabling him to have an ongoing relationship with the agency, retaining his clearances, and enabling him to come back in and out of Bureau headquarters. So he just had carte blanche because he had this super secret special reserve status that James Comey created for him. Between the election and April 2017, when Ferrante finally left the White House, the Trump NSC division supervisor was not allowed to get rid of Ferrante, he added. And Ferrante continued working in direct conflict with the no-contact policy between the White House and the Department of Justice. Why can't these people be fired? It's not unheard of. There's definitely precedent. Bill Clinton fired, I think, every single attorney so he could actually take over and institute all of his corrupt lawyers into under his command. This is part of the problem. I'm going to get down in the story, and there's another, you know, mole, basically, a leftover from the Obama era administration working in the DOJ. Why? Put him in a rubber room. Do whatever you got to do. But do you really think that people that were nominated by Obama as well as Bill Clinton are necessarily going to be working on behalf of the administration? Or do you think they're going to be working against the administration since the prior administration's hands are extraordinarily dirty when it comes to this counterintelligence spy operation? We can call it Obamagate. We can call it Spygate. So through a spokesperson at FTI Consulting, which is related to Ferrante, of course, they declined to comment. Another FBI official, Jordan Ray Kelly, who worked closely with Mueller when he headed the bureau, replaced Ferrante upon his White House exit, though she signed security logs for him to continue entering the White House as a visitor while he worked for BuzzFeed. Kelly left the White House last year and joined Ferrante at FTI Consulting. My, when the rats jump ship, they all go to the same places, don't they? You got BuzzFeed, you got them opening up these consulting companies together. It's nearly like they're covering each other's dirty tracks. Working with Comey liaison Ferrante at the NSC in early 2017 was another Obama holdover. Tashina Gahar, who remains a top national security advisor at the Justice Department. In January 2017, Gahar assisted former acting attorney general Sally Yates, who is basically unmasking so many people, in the Flynn investigation. Later, she helped Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein resist initially Trump's order to fire Comey. Gahar also took copious notes during her meetings with White House lawyers, which were cited by Mueller in the section of his report dealing with obstruction of justice. So this article is so long that I can't read it all. But I would recommend you pick it up, or you can get it on my website, ReaganBabe.com. Because it is one of, I think, if the Inspector General's report gets this deep, and it does need to get deep, because they call it the deep, they don't call it the deep state for nothing. You got moles in the White House. You got moles in the prior administration covering for the prior administration, sitting in on meetings, taking copious notes, and then working with the Mueller investigation, reportedly on obstruction of justice. Well, isn't obstruction of justice, again, destroying 33,000 emails? Isn't obstruction of justice perhaps using a ham radio, if your name is Nellie Orr, and working on behalf of Fusion GPS in order to get Russian dirt, as well as Trump family dirt? Nellie Orr, while she was using a ham radio, was also looking into all of the information that she could find on the Trump family. She was creating the ultimate enemies list for the Obama administration and the ultimate enemies list for the FBI. And so we'll see what Mueller has to say tomorrow. I will be watching, so you don't have to. But I'm sure that Wayne will give you a fantastic update on Wednesday. Another headline that's going around is that we only deported 37 people in these raids that were announced to the world a couple weeks, what was it, last weekend, I think? Oh, it was Sunday, two Sundays ago. Yeah, we only plucked 37 illegals who had final deportation orders, I guess, from the streets across this country. But when you announce there's going to be a deportation, maybe there will be a reaction that you don't want but should have expected. Why are we announcing deportations? Why aren't we doing these in the middle of the night? Why aren't we walking into places of work? Why aren't we going into schools? Why are we announcing our deportations? Because then what the Democrats will do is, of course, give the ACLU talking points to all in Spanish or Chinese or Pakistani or whatever language, but they will make sure that all of the illegal aliens with their final deportation orders aren't going to be deported, because the Democrats would love to have nothing more than chaos on our streets, resulting from chaos in our borders, chaos in our school systems, chaos at our hospitals, and chaos with our debt and our financial situation, because all that chaos, when you put it into their totalitarian bag of tricks, results in a massive dependency class and fear. So fear and dependency, the two posts of the Democrat Party. Fear and dependency. And then, of course, you have the charges of racism, right? Because when everyone's a racist, then, of course, that's too going to create fear. So 37 people. Yeah, let's not announce the deportation, calls to action that we have. We're not going to announce deportations anymore. We're just going to go in there and get the people out that have the orders from the final orders from the judge. How about that? That might work better next time. Maybe next time when we don't announce, we'll get 100. Because according to reports, there's about hundreds of thousands of people that are living here illegally. And it's not only the illegal aliens, we have people that have overstayed their visas that are hiding in the shadows. But the Trump administration is set to expand expedited removal of illegal aliens. That's some breaking news. Well, maybe they did learn their lesson. Maybe, after all, you don't announce what you're going to do, you just do it. Well, we got to take a break. This is Megan Barrett of ReaganBabe.com. We'll be back with illegal immigration. You know, that's one of my bailiwicks I like to talk about, because I think that that is going to be the number one issue outside of the economy in election 2020. As the Trump administration is set to expand expedited removal of illegal aliens, we'll get into this after this break. Megan Barrett, ReaganBabe.com. We're getting raw and unfiltered on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Or one more with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for War. He's up next right after the top of the hour. He'll take back his show, but every Tuesday you're going to hear my voice. You can check out my work at ReaganBabe.com and also sign up for my newsletter. I'd greatly appreciate it. But one thing I do really well is I should have been like an investigator or something. I probably should have worked at the FBI at one time in my life because I love to kind of figure out things and get to the bottom of things and follow the money. And some of my writing will reflect that. But a lot of my work that you guys might or may not be familiar with, if you're from Nevada, probably more so, but that is the issue of election integrity, voter fraud, and the like. And that's why illegal aliens, you know, and the legal alien invasion, the Cloward Piven caravans that were here months ago, is so near and dear to my heart, because the two are tied together. Okay, it's not like if illegal aliens were voting for Republicans, the Democrats would be lining up the buses and planes to deport them all. So the Democrats are definitely benefiting. And one thing that is so laughable is all you have to do is use the Democrats' actions and words against them in order to win the argument, win the debate, frame the debate, what have you. And that is the, you know, this whole Mueller investigation, you know, this obstruction of justice. No one is above the law, not even the president. No one is above the law. Well, I said last week on air, I said, well, that's funny, because the Democrats certainly put illegal aliens above the law by allowing them to live in the shadows in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and not enforce the federal law, not have ICE work with the. So the illegal aliens are definitely above the law, according to the Democrats. And finally, someone also said it, because I've never heard it before, but Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson said it last night, and I think he says it best, and he's got a great platform to do it. He said, maybe you've noticed this from watching TV in the past couple of years, when it's about tax returns or executive orders or, of course, Russia, the left strikes and law and order pose, Carlson said. Nobody, they'll remind you, finger-wagging in your face, is above the law in this country. Nobody, not even, drumroll please, the President of the United States. The contradiction, according to Carlson, is that Democrats act as if illegal immigrants are above the law and that the future of the Democrat Party depends on those illegal immigrants acting above the law. Bingo. It's one of their favorite talking points, he continued. Yeah, no one is above the law. It's highly effective because it is absolutely true. In America, nobody is above the law. That is the promise of this country. It is the best thing about it. It is why this isn't the third world. If only Democrats believed their own bumper stickers, we would be far better off. But in this case, they don't. Nobody is above the law. Please spare us. The Democrat Party's entire electoral future depends on making certain millions upon millions of people are above the law. In real life, our laws are unambiguous. Nobody is allowed to move to this country without our permission. People who come here illegally must be sent home. That is what the law says. The modern Democrat Party is built around ignoring and subverting that law. Well, amen. The entire Democrat Party is built around ignoring and subverting that law, which means the modern Democrat Party is built around the power of illegal aliens. And the illegal aliens have a lot of power. They have a lot of political power that has been granted to them by the Democrats. And if you've been following me for the last few years, you know, like I said, election integrity and voter integrity is very important to me. It should be important to everybody. It's your voice. If a foreign national votes in the election, your voice is silenced. I don't care where you live. One foreign national takes away one vote, takes away one voice. This is why the Democrats don't want the citizenship question on the census. This is probably why Obama removed the citizenship question from the census. But I've been watching for 4 years an illegal alien activist. She's a dreamer. A dreamer. Yeah, she's under DACA, that unconstitutional law, quote-unquote law, air quote law. So I've been watching her. And I knew that she was tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote in Nevada. If you're living outside Nevada, you might have seen Astrid Silva, that is her name, speak at the Democrat National Convention. She was tapped by the DNC to speak at the Democrat National Convention. She was then tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote in Nevada. So I ask you, isn't that foreign interference in an election, getting out the vote? She's an illegal. She's a foreign national. She has no allegiance to this country, but she obviously has an allegiance to a party. And she tweeted out 6 days ago, and I want you to hear this. Tweet it out for everyone to see. For every family that's scared, this is right before the raids that were announced that should never be announced again. She tweets out, for every family that's scared, register to vote. For every single family that's been told, go back to your country, register to vote. For every single one of us who may not be here in a year, go vote. I'm not naive. Voting won't overhaul archaic systems, but it helps a lot. I think Astrid Silva probably knows more about illegal aliens voting. So I'm going to be following Astrid Silva still. She thinks I don't know her. I know a lot about her. So stay tuned. Wayne Allen Root is up next. He's going to finish out his show over the next couple hours. But as always, it's a pleasure to be with you each and every Tuesday on Raw and Unfiltered, the Wayne Allen Root Show. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. We'll be talking to you in a couple weeks. I'll be gone for a couple weeks, and I'll be back in a couple weeks. But make sure that you have a great night and a great rest of your week. Talk soon.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Say.